Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Often the arts can be a path to explore worlds, ideas, and feelings that may otherwise feel inaccessible. The grief, anxiety, and fear that pulsed for so many during the pandemic has presented a challenge for artists across disciplines, how to express the emotional roller coaster of the past year. Our guest today embraced that challenge by merging her passion for dance with her work as a psychiatrist. Dr. Misty Borst's short film called Dissonance combines the spoken stories of frontline healthcare workers, music, and movement. Borst has practiced psychiatry for more than a decade and has been dancing most of her life. She is a choreographer and dancer with Full Circle Dance Company in Baltimore. Welcome to On the Record, Misty.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about your background as a psychiatrist and as a dancer.
Well, certainly. As you said, I've been a psychiatrist for over 10 years. And I knew probably from some point in college that I really wanted to be a doctor. I always loved science and mathematics, and my interests just aligned in that direction. I think what I loved about psychiatry was all the nuance in the gray area. It felt very complicated in a good way to me, and I was really intrigued by that. Also, I've been dancing since I was probably 3 years old. There were some times where it was difficult to keep that going. Medical school was especially difficult. It was a difficult period to keep dancing. But then once I moved up to Baltimore for residency, I was feeling a little bit homesick. I had moved from South Carolina. And so my first thought when I feel like that is to look for my people, and my people are dancers. And that's where I found Full Circle Dance Company. I started dancing with them in 2006 and have been dancing with them ever since, although I took a few years off in the middle of that spell.
What gave you the idea to create Dissonance?
Sure. Well, 2020 was a pretty terrible year, obviously, for everybody. I remember there was a point in the middle, maybe the late summer heading into fall, where I felt like things were sort of stable enough and I'd gotten into a groove. And I could exhale maybe just a little bit. And I was really excited for the season opener of Grey's Anatomy. I like medical shows a lot, sort of a guilty pleasure. And so I sat down to watch that. I believe it was in early November. And I, you know, had a glass of wine, had the cat, and I was all cozy. And then as soon as I start watching it, the headline pops up and it says April 2020. And I felt immediately thrust back into that time in the beginning of the pandemic where everyone was very, very anxious. And by the end of the show, I'm very anxious and then I'm crying. And I don't even work in the hospital setting. I work in an outpatient setting. So I started thinking about, like, my friends, my colleagues, what they must be going through in the hospitals. And before the show had even ended, or that episode, I had already had this whole plan for Dissonance laid out in my head, as if it was an idea that just came from somewhere to me. And I felt a strong gut feeling about it, and I felt compelled to make it happen. You know, it's like when you get one of those ideas and you're like, you know what, I'm making this happen. This feels right. This is what's going to happen.
And how has it felt to combine your professional work and your passion for dance?
It's been interesting. Usually I try to keep those things pretty separate and compartmentalized. So this is sort of a first for me, but it felt right and it felt appropriate. I will say, for me, being able to work on a project, on an artistic project during the past year was immensely helpful, because I got to have those sort of artistic connections and conversations with like-minded people. And that was very helpful for me personally.
I'd like us to listen to a clip from Dissonance.
Over the summer, the hemorrhaging slowed and some say it went back to normal. But it wasn't normal at all. There are moments when it's so big and such an acute trauma. But when it's not like that, the baseline is still so far from anything normal or acceptable or lacking in moral injury. This is not normal.
This is not
this
normal.
Is not
this is
normal.
Not normal.
This is not normal.
This is not normal.
There is a sense of foreboding. We know what's coming, but the patients and families don't. You know what's going to happen, but it takes a long time to get there, and you don't want to tell them and rip their hearts out yet.
We can't save these patients. We don't want them to die alone, and we do everything we can, but they just keep dying, and there's no family there.
The tipping point was when I had to take care of a dear coworker.
We did everything we could. And then we watched her die.
How did you collect the stories from the healthcare workers?
Yeah, some of them are so heartbreaking when you hear them. I knew that I wanted to interview other healthcare providers, doctors and nurses specifically, although the work applies to anybody working in a hospital or any frontline worker or in these anyone in these medical settings. I initially started by sort of cold calling people or contacting them on social media. And that's a difficult thing to do because people are already busy and overwhelmed. And I don't know that having some person they don't know call them and ask to interview them, is viable really. So I turned to people I knew, people I'd either gone to school with or had met over the years in the medical community. And I started contacting them and they were very, very eager to speak with me. And I was able to talk with 9 of them, doctors and nurses from across the country. And I probably spent anywhere from an hour to almost 2.5 hours talking with each of them.
As choreographer, dancer, and psychiatrist Dr. Misty Borst, on the record on WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about Dissonance, a dance film featuring the Full Circle Dance Company. It combines personal accounts from pandemic frontline healthcare workers, movement, and music. So talk about the process. How did you start?
Yeah, typically I'm very musically driven. At any given time, I'll keep a list of musical works that I want to choreograph to, and that's usually where I start. But this was completely the opposite. And the music was actually the very last thing to be added. So that was different for me. I knew I needed to start by gathering the information. So I spent most of November and December doing interviews, and then December into January, sort of synthesizing the material from all the interviews into one large script that sort of was an amalgamation of everyone's thoughts and experiences. Once I had that and moved on to working on the movement, which a lot of it is, it's directly informed by the script. So, you know, we are generally a modern dance company, and I think it can be very, I think it's pretty easy to take modern dance movement and then, you know, apply it to the script and sort of mold it around what's being talked about so that even if you are sort of new to watching dance, you can see this movement and you get the idea, you get the emotion. It's easy to sort of take in. So now teaching the dancing was a little bit different because everything was sort of in the spirit of COVID. So I did all of it by, you know, with my phone, recording myself, talking and going through the steps count by count. And then I would send that via text message to a dancer. They'd learn it. They'd film themselves. They'd send it back to me. And we'd sort of have this conversation back and forth via text and video to learn it.
Wow. Complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very different, but you know, very much in keeping with the theme of the pandemic, I suppose. The filming part also, I was trying to be really wary of, you know, keeping everybody safe, everybody comfortable. And so obviously there's a lot of dancing done in the masks, which I prefer because I think it documents what we're going through. But, you know, partnering, it changes anything you do with partnering in formations and dance. So we're spaced out a lot. Any partnering was done through a barrier. So I really had to sort of tailor it to be safe and comfortable for everyone.
And now that it's put together, what has been the reaction to the piece from the healthcare workers?
Sure. The ones that I've received feedback from a lot of them, especially the ones I've interviewed, I think the main comment is powerful. And then people say thank you a lot, which means a lot to me because the main point of this, I think, is to sort of validate what they are all going through. Because it's important to validate it because I think if we ignore it and just assume everything is normal again, then we're doing a disservice to people. But so I've gotten a lot of good feedback about just how it hit home, basically. A lot of people, it did, you know, made them tearful, but sort of in a cathartic way, I would hope.
And what about the dancers? How do they feel about it?
So with the dancers, I think many of them were eager to get back in the studio, although we never actually physically went to the studio to do this. They were eager to get back into dancing. I can tell you for one of the dancers, Allison, specifically, she was put into the piece very last minute that we had a casting change. And she learned it all within 72 hours. And she does a remarkable job in the piece. She is the one you see at the very, very end. She's dancing outside on the deck. And as we were filming it, she was very emotional. And then we both realized she had lost her grandfather a few weeks earlier to cancer. But even though he had not passed away from COVID, it was the experience was sort of reminiscent of what she had just gone through, because she had only seen him through a barrier. The last time she saw him, she said goodbye to him through a window.
Oh, wow.
So I think it, one of the doctors had brought up to me, even for the people who are not, who have not had COVID or not experiencing COVID with a family member in the last year, think of all the times they've had to say goodbye to people who have passed away from something else, that because we have COVID, they're saying goodbye to people through barriers. And it's just not how you would imagine it should or could be otherwise.
Where does the name dissonance come from?
Sure. So, you know, it's funny. There's the thought of cognitive dissonance is a thought in psychiatry. Basically where things don't line up, where either what you think or what you know is not in line with actions, for example. But two other people brought independently during the interviews brought up the idea of dissonance, and specifically cognitive dissonance. So it just seemed to keep coming up, and I felt it was an appropriate title. And just this notion that, you know, things, everyone says, oh, well, you know, things have been going on for a while, this is our new normal. Well, that just feels sort of dissonant to me. I don't think we can accept that this is the new normal, or if it is, I don't think it helps to be cavalier when thinking about what people, how they should adjust. I don't think it's helpful to say, oh, well, this is the new normal, so we just need to get over it and move forward. I think we do a disservice to ourselves and to those around us by not thinking a little bit more critically about what we're saying when we say that.
What do you hope viewers take away from watching Dissonance?
Yeah, so certainly I hope any of the frontline workers or healthcare workers do feel validated by it. I want them to know that even though the vaccines are happening, that they're not forgotten about, because certainly the trauma or anxiety or depression that they may have acquired or been a victim of during all this is going to stick with them a lot longer. I hope for people who are not, you know, healthcare providers or in the medical field, or who don't have family members doing that, I hope that they are able to get a glimpse into someone else's life. Because I think art is so critical for that, to be able to have some sense of what it must be like to be someone else and some empathy about that, or just to learn about something new. And then lastly, just that it could serve as some sort of historical reflection of what people have been through.
It's a powerful work. Thank you for talking to us about it.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Misty Borst is a choreographer and dancer with Full Circle Dance Company and a psychiatrist. We've been talking about her dance video, Dissonance, which interweaves real stories from pandemic frontline healthcare workers, music, and dance. Full Circle has another event coming up called The Healing Project. It explores themes of isolation, injustice, trauma, and hope. The public screening premiere is a week from Sunday, June 6th, followed by a live discussion. We have links to that and to the Dissonance video at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Short break now on the record on WYPR, and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.